In St. Matthew's Gospel, this is the final confrontation between Jesus and the elders of the people and the chief priests prior to the events of his passion and death. It is after Palm Sunday. Jesus is in the temple, and the parables that made up the last three Sundays are parables addressed to the chief priests and to the elders, to those who are confronting him and challenging him. What Jesus says is, of all the people of Israel, these are the people who should know the scriptures and who should be alive to the word of God. So they should, in all things being equal, be the first ones to embrace what he has to teach. And the fact is, they refuse to accept him. And so Jesus says to them, as last Sunday's gospel came to an end, "The kingdom of God will be taken away from you and will be given to those who bear fruit of the kingdom." Two weeks from now, I'm going to be in Baltimore, Maryland for a wedding. And a couple of months ago, when I received the wedding invitation, it was one of those very thick envelopes that had multiple envelopes and multiple pieces of paper, and all of it separated by tissue paper, and then RSVP cards and all of that that goes into a very formal invitation. And then about a month ago, I received an invitation to attend a retirement party for a public relations person who had been public relations person for this large organization. But this was an e-vite. It came over the internet. And it came to a bazillion people. And as part of the invitation, it was, "And if you know anybody else who's not listed here, invite them to come along too." So it was a rather broad invitation. Well, I'm suggesting that both of those invitations are issued in the gospel story tonight. The formal invitation is the invitation to the guests to come. And they refuse that invitation. They disregard it. And the second invitation to the people in the byways and the roads of the city is the evite. Gather anybody who's there, and in fact have them talk to their neighbors and bring everyone in to the banquet hall. And what Jesus says is those who have received the formal invitation proved unworthy to be invited. And so now the more casual invitation, the invitation to everyone, the invitation to both the good and the bad, the strong and the weak, the saint and the sinner, now that invitation must go out. And you and I are the recipients of that invitation. You and I are that large gathering to which the Lord invites, or to whom the Lord invites, entrance into his kingdom. Well, the first thing about coming into the kingdom is you've got to respond to the invitation. You've got to say, "Yes, I will do this." You've got to make place. You've got to give priority to that invitation to the kingdom. If we're going to enter the kingdom, we're going to enter it because we've said yes to the invitation the Lord has given. Now there's a second quality or a second condition about entering into the kingdom, and that's the last part of the story. The king comes into the banquet hall and he sees a person who is not properly dressed, who doesn't have the right clothes on. And he says, "How did you get here without a wedding garment?" To be properly clothed. There are a number of places in the scriptures where proper clothing is described. In Paul's letter to the Galatians, he says, "Clothe yourself with Jesus Christ, for you have died with him in baptism." And in Paul's letter to the Romans, he says, "Put on Christ Jesus the Lord." And in Paul's letter to the Colossians, he says, "Because you are God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourself with compassion, with meekness, with generosity, with goodness and kindness. Bear with one another and forgive whatever grievance you have against another. For just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you must forgive each other. And most of all, clothe yourself with love. For love binds all together and makes all perfect." The clothing that the parable talks about is not a fabric, it is a way of living. We are invited into the kingdom, and we are told that we are to clothe ourselves with the very image of Christ Jesus. That our very appearance, our very person, must radiate the mystery of Christ. And if those two things happen, if we say yes to the invitation, and if we put on Christ Jesus, then we are fit for the kingdom of God.